is Palm Sunday. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Trust you have your palms ready, and we will praise our Lord Jesus Christ and celebrate his triumphal entry, the beginning of the Passion. These trying, unusual circumstances, isolated in our homes. My prayer is that there will be Easter themes and attributes of the Lord Jesus and gospel truths that will hit home all the more deeply in our time of lockdown and confinement here. If you are one of those few who is watching this video before our live stream Sunday service together this morning, well done. I will reward you with a sneak peek four sermons and the servant songs of Isaiah. Fabulous pictures of the majesty and glory of our Lord Jesus. So this Lord's Day, this morning, our 10 a.m. service, Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 4. You can be reading over the cuff stanza, the 10th stanza in Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88. My title is Learning to Lament. Beloved, we have come to the most emotionally intense stanza so far, the most urgent, the most heartfelt, the most anguished and desperate and excruciating, perhaps where you have found yourself or will find yourself. Follow as I read. Verse 81, my soul languishes for your salvation. I wait for your word. My eyes fail with longing for your word, while I say, when will you comfort me? Though I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The arrogant have dug pits for me, men who are not in accord with your law. All your commandments are faithful. They have persecuted me with a lie. Help me! They almost destroyed me on earth. But as for me, I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. I almost wonder if someone's going to come knocking on my door and asking if I'm okay. You read a psalm like that out loud, you hear the desperation. Our God is not afraid of fervent prayers. He's not afraid of deep emotion and brutal honesty, if from a rev and earnest cries for help. How timely for us in these days of great loss and uncertain futures. We sadly, many in Christianity today think that we only should sing songs in a major key that are upbeat, happy, clappy, feel good, lots of vibe. And then what happens when trouble strikes? They're better off if they've learned the psalms that also are in a minor key, you could say. The songs in Scripture and the great hymns of the faith throughout church history that sustain us in suffering, that teach us that kind of serious joy, as C.S. Lewis calls it, and that will sustain us so that we're not found joyless and songless in the hard times. There's two sections here, simply two sections of godly lament. Verses 81 to 84 are more of a vertical lament before God himself. And then it turns from 85 to 87 to a more horizontal, manward lament toward his persecutors, and then concluding with the final verse. Look there in verse 81. My soul languishes. It's longing, fainting, Lord, for your salvation. I'm waiting for your word. I have no other hope. Consider all my sorrows, Lord, and thy deliverance send. My soul for thy salvation faints. When will my troubles end? Verse 82, the idea here is, how long, O Lord, why is it taking so long? Where is the comfort that I long for? I don't know how I'm going to make it through tomorrow, Lord. Hear my cry. In verse 83, look at this graphic image here. He compares himself to wineskin in the smoke. Lord, I'm dried, I'm parched, I'm shriveled up, I'm finished, I'm done for, Lord. I'm at the end of my tether. I'm at rock bottom. But he says, I do not forget your statutes. Verse 84. Really, it's the story of the whole book of Revelation. When will you execute judgment, O Lord? I'm your servant. There's that theme again. You know my days. and I'm trusting you to avenge and you to judge against my persecutors. And then that transitions there, that last phrase in verse 84, to the second section of me. In other words, God's word is faithful. Man's word is fickle. Let God be true, though every man a liar. Romans 3, verse 87. Again, he says, destruction was after me. But he says, I did not forsake your precepts. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Beloved, what is the key to victory over your enemies? We've seen it in almost every verse here. It is the word of God. When it looks like the end has come, it helps you make a new beginning. Look at how he closes here. Revive me, verse 88. There it is again. Spiritual awakening comes through his word. He loves to hear our earnest prayers for lasting, deep revival. Oh, that the Lord would use this lockdown, use Corona to shake us and wake us and revive us personally in our marriages, in our homes, and as a church family and across this nation. Revive me according to your loving kindness so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Notice it's not according to my merits, not according to my goodness that you would work and revive, Lord, but according to your loving kindness. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we long for revival. Bring down nominalism and shallow and man-centered and pragmatic and false Christianity and the health, wealth, prosperity heresies and the bondage and the false gospels of Zionism and the false Jesuses, and use these difficult days and this COVID-19 crisis in our land and around the world to awaken your church, to uproot your people from worldliness and earthly mindedness, to make us more heavenly minded, more eternally focused, more spiritually alert, and more hungry for you and for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.